Good to have your company on this midweek edition of Racing Pulse. Well, Odium is looking for another Group 1 in the Tats Tiara on Saturday. Gee, she was eye-catching behind Brooklyn Hustle and the Dane Ripper. Mick Price joins us this morning. How are you, Mick?
Good, Michael. Yourself?
Very well indeed. Now, have you got a jockey guaranteed? Is J-Mac going to be able to get to Queensland from what you're hearing?
He's the only jockey I've got lined up for her, and that is a good question, and I don't know the answer.
Yeah, I think we'll get a bit more news with Matty Stewart, but I think there's a few trying to get out of Dodge as quick as they can today. So I suppose it could be a scramble. If six or seven can't ride, it's going to be pretty thin, the pecking order, alternatively, isn't it?
Oh, well, we'll strap one of them on. Someone has to ride it.
How is she going?
She's going brilliant. Very happy with her. I actually think her best distance is 1,600, but you've got to chase the Group 1s, and the other day was 1,300 and got me fair and square, but 1,400 is good. I mean, obviously, you've got the Stradbroke winner in there, and Brooklyn Hustle again, I suppose. You know, they're pretty competitive mares races, but she's going great, very happy with it, and she'll run up to her best, just need a gate and a bit of joy. And yeah,
I was going
she'll
to say, if she can draw a gate, would she sit a touch closer, or where do you think she'd
go? Look, she's in a 1,400 metre race. She's got barrier blanket on now. She can dwell a little bit. Got to be a bit careful in the barriers, but if she gets away, she would be in a fast run race, probably midfield, forward thereof. She wouldn't want to be getting too far back from that point, but she can be a little bit tricky in the gates. But she jumped good last time, and she had a good chance last time, I thought.
What do you do with her between now and the spring? Because she'll obviously need a bit of a break, but the spring carnival comes up pretty quickly.
Yeah, it does. I would say that she'll have a breather, and I'll talk to the guys, and I'd say she'll have a breather, and then we'll work out what to do with her in the spring. I don't know. I'll speak to Seamus and see what he's thinking, but you would think the Golden Eagle would be all right, wouldn't you?
Well, there's plenty of cash there, so
there is.
You might have another one headed that way.
Well, that's what I was just thinking. I don't know. Anyway, we'll see what happens.
All right, well, good luck in the Group 1 on Saturday. Speaking of smart horses, do we get to see I'm Thunderstruck at Caulfield on Saturday?
Yes, you do. Mark Zara. Yeah, Mark worked him on the course proper here Tuesday by himself, and look, he worked nicely. They have a bit of a gig out there when they're out wide on the course proper, so I didn't need to see him, you know, bowl up. It's still only 1,400 for that horse. I think he'll be a beautiful 1,600-metre horse when we get him there. You know, like he's got a turn of foot. I don't think he's a stayer, but I do think he's a nice mile horse, but he will take his place in the three-year-olds for sure.
And
going well.
We've got a bit of rain in the next couple of days, and the rail's at 11 at Caulfield on Saturday. So he has got back in a couple of his starts. Any concern there? Or?
Well, he can take a position.
Yeah.
Look, if he draws a nice gate, he'll take it. He doesn't have to get back.
Over the Skies in good form. Is that going around on Saturday as well?
Yes, we'll accept with him. Mark Zara to ride also. The mile will be good, and benchmark 78 will be good for him also. So I would say he'll be hard to beat.
Are they your best two on Saturday?
Fifth position's going to go around in the Open 2000. He's a lovely import, gelding import that is one to follow, and he can bob up. We're sort of working him out a bit, how to ride him, what his best distance is, but he was a little bit jammed for room the other day, but I think, and also he's a month between runs. We just wanted to do that import thing and space him out a bit. But, look, he's a lot fitter, and I wouldn't be selling him short fifth position. So we could have a few nice chances on Saturday.
You got at least one nice chance today in this first start of Blue Army. Jamie Carr on board as well. What are we expecting on debut today?
Oh, look, he ended up in 10 out of 13 after the scratching. I still think that we'll find his feet. He's a Savabeel horse. And he'll work home okay. He only has to sort of, he's going to be, I'm assuming he's going to be favourite, but on his Traralgon trial win. But I think he only has to run in the first three to satisfy us. He's going to be a nice mile, 2,000 metre three-year-old in the spring. So we'll probably give him this run and give him a breather maybe. But I wouldn't say he's you know, there to win at all costs. But he's there to run very well for sure.
And Bengal Bandit, an each way chance in the last.
Yeah, he's, the more rain, it's only a soft seven there at the moment. It's actually not a bad day. But yeah, if it was a heavy track, that's a pretty tricky race. That they've turned up in that race. That's an even race. That race. But if it was to rain during the day, his chances improve. He's a bit one pace, but he's in the right race. But yeah, tricky little racer.
And what do you make of the announcement yesterday, Mick, about the possibility of racing on Good Friday? Does that concern you, or you don't really care about that?
Do we have to? We really have to race. What do they want, Christmas Day too? I mean, you know, 363 days a year, the odd Monday's no race day. Oh, look, I'm not religious, but I'm just saying. Oh, look, at the end of the day, I suppose it doesn't matter. But, I don't know.
Good on you, Mick. Appreciate your time.
All right. See ya. Mick